Lincoln had a slight brush with military service in the 1832 Black Hawk War. No combat, but it did give him a taste of leading men. At one point during that conflict, he also spent 3 weeks in a unit called the Independent Spy Company, which carried out reconnaissance operations. Often writing political columns under aliases, in 1842 he used one of them to attack an Illinois state auditor in a newspaper. When the angry auditor learned it was Lincoln and challenged him to a duel, Lincoln found a way to back out and came away with a valuable lesson that black propaganda and publishing under a pseudonym could have unintended consequences. He paid close attention to the messaging and mechanics of his few political campaigns. He secretly bought a German-language weekly newspaper to print puff pieces on him for that important voting bloc in Illinois. And during the 1860 campaign for the presidency, he had favorable stories about him planted in the press. At the Republican Party's nominating convention in Chicago, Lincoln's political team printed duplicate tickets to pack the Wigwam Hall with his supporters in order to create the appearance of a groundswell for him. And during the race afterward, he was a careful reader and evaluator of political intelligence. Congressman Elihu Washburn, who had been alerted that Lincoln might arrive early, stood by a pillar on the platform, craning his neck to see if he was among the passengers climbing off the train. The Illinois Republican had funneled back-channel letters from Lincoln to Scott and had organized an informal public safety committee to investigate threats to the future president. Washburn finally spotted Lincoln emerging from the rear sleeper car, accompanied by two other men. He was wearing an old overcoat with a traveling shawl over his shoulders. To make himself less recognizable during the clandestine trip, Lincoln had left his signature stovepipe hat in Pennsylvania and wore instead a soft felt Kossuth hat a New York hatter had given him, which was popular then and looked like a flattened bowler with a wide brim. No one else around the station seemed to recognize the president-elect.